Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 7:40 on Monday morning. This is the time that we set aside every week to talk about made in Michigan products, and it's one of our great natural resources that is refined here and used all over North America. It's Michigan made sugar. Joining us right now is the executive vice president of the Michigan Sugar Company, Jim Ruhlman. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I appreciate you joining us. I want to talk about the process and all that stuff about how you make sugar, where that sugar ends up. But for starters, let's just talk about the bumper crop that you had this year of sugar beets. This was a really good year, wasn't it?
It was a good year. It was a challenging year, though, Paul. We got in fairly early, and then we got a heavy frost in the May time frame, and then early April, and then we got some really wet weather. We actually had some flooding in May and some really dry weather in July, but August rains came, and we really have a healthy, bountiful crop right now.
Where are these sugar beets grown primarily?
They're primarily grown in the thumb of Michigan. When you look at the, a lot of them are grown around Lake Huron, around the lake bed of Lake Huron. So we have some in Ontario, Canada. We have some around that Port Huron, Croswell, up to the tip of the thumb in Michigan, and then all the way down into the bay of Saginaw Bay and Bay City. So most of our beets are grown in the thumb of Michigan and around the lake, Lake Huron lake bed.
I think people who didn't grow up people who do grow up around here know that sugar comes from sugar beets. But if you're not from around here and you ask somebody, where does sugar come from? A lot of people say sugar cane. A lot of people don't realize that sugar beets produce sugar, do they?
They don't. In fact, there's more sugar grown in the U.S. from sugar beets than sugar cane. So here in Michigan, we grow a fair amount of it. From sugar beets and then into the Red River Valley of North Dakota and Minnesota, and then all the way to the west into the Montanas and Colorado. So it's more in the northern parts of the U.S. where temperatures are a little bit cooler. But the vast majority, but about 53% of our sugar in the U.S. is grown through sugar beets.
All right, that's a lot for sure. So you plant the beets in the spring. You hope for good weather. You eventually got it this year. Then you start the harvest when? Probably about August, September?
This year we started a little bit early. We decided to plant 100% of our acres, which is about 162,000 acres that are grown by our shareholders, who are the growers of Michigan Sugar Company. We started around mid-August, and we have continued harvest from that very day. Early on, we just bring in enough that we can process and for that day. And now we're at the period where we're actually stockpiling beets. So we bring them in, we put them over pilers. We pile about 3 million tons of beets, and they will stay in piles outside until about mid-March. So we're well underway with harvest. We're about 85% harvested. We're trying to squeeze the rest of that crop in here this week. And we begin mid-August and we end around mid-November.
You have any problem finding enough workers for this season? You still have some jobs yet to fill?
We're really short in the factory. Still looking for people to help us in the factory, so we're very short there. We were fortunate enough to find enough work to pile beets. We actually have we've partnered with a temporary agency that brings in RVers. These people travel around the country in their RVs, and they make temporary stops for work, and we were fortunate enough to bring in about 140 of those this year. So looking at all options for temporary help.
those sugar beets that are harvested go to your Croswell facility where they're turned into sugar. And you've made some significant improvements to that facility, haven't you?
We have made significant improvements, about $65 million worth, actually.
Wow.
A lot of that work is in the factory, and its investments were made on the back end where the sugar actually comes out of the silo. We've got some new packaging equipment and some upgrades there. But we've made improvements throughout the factory, and we've got a few more to do, which will happen next summer. And after that happens, we will go from about a 4,000 ton per day plant to almost a 6,000 ton per day plant. So about a 50% increase in capacity in that plant.
Wow, that's huge. Talk with Jim Ruhlman from the Michigan Sugar Company. Now, you don't see bags of sugar that say Michigan Sugar Company on them. So what's the brand name that people know your sugar products by?
You'll see our sugar on the shelf in the Pioneer brand. We also package in about 35 different private labels. So, but our brand is the Pioneer brand, and it's been around since 1906, and we're proud of it, and it's still here today.
Oh, absolutely. People certainly love it and know it very well as one of our great Michigan products. And that Pioneer sugar is sold, I want to say, probably all over the country. Am I right?
It's more regional. Okay. But, our reach is getting farther and farther. Many of these grocery chains have what they call distribution centers. And so we actually ship to a distribution center, and then they ship it to stores from there. But primarily it's regional. It's Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, New York, Pennsylvania. But we are seeing more and more of an outreach. We've sent sugar as far as Colorado to New York and down as far as South Carolina. So our reach is getting a little bit further, but it's primarily in those Midwestern states.
Mm-hmm. If you ever wondered why the Croswell High School team is called the Pioneers, that's why, right?
That's probably exactly why, yep.
Absolutely. Great partnership indeed. Well, Jim, we appreciate the update. We wish you all the best. Hope you have a continued successful processing season, and we hope to talk to you again.
All right. Thank you very much for having me again.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.